Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis broke his silence on the possible indictment facing former President Donald Trump over payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016 to stay quiet about an alleged affair with Trump. DeSantis also took the chance to jab Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, saying he's pursuing his own political agenda after receiving campaign donations in 2021 from liberal philanthropist George Soros. On Monday, President Joe Biden vetoed a Republican-backed measure that would ban the government from considering environmental impacts or possible lawsuits when considering people's retirement plans.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country.
Biden said he vetoed the bill because it risked the retirement savings of individuals across the country. During the House Republicans' annual retreat in Florida, House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington said he's worried about the country's future because of President Joe Biden's proposed budget plan, which he says doubles down on the out-of-control spending.
The outlook is bleak, but it's not hopeless. We just have to intervene in a responsible way, and we have to turn what is the Titanic, really, because we didn't get here overnight. We won't get out of it overnight.
Arrington said GOP lawmakers remain committed to cut spending. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Arizona v. Navajo Nation, a case that looks at whether the United States government is obligated to fulfill Native American reservations' water needs. The Navajo Nation argues it was promised sufficient water when the government entered into a treaty with them in 1868. While some justices seemed uncertain whether taking more water from the shrinking Colorado River was the right move, Justice Elena Kagan agrees that promises made to the Navajo Nation had been broken.
It's a contract that promises something. You're saying those rights are unenforceable. And I guess I don't understand, if the treaty promises water, where you get the idea that that is unenforceable.
Finally, actor Jason Sudeikis and the cast of Ted Lasso were at the White House to shed light on the importance of mental health. Sudeikis said President Biden and his team were working to make sure Americans knew about options available to help with mental health.
No matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter who you voted for, we all know someone who has, or have been that someone ourselves, actually, that's struggled, that's felt isolated.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.